Being Brenna by Jan Pinborough. When I was 7, I was like any other 7-year-old, says Brenna Kahuani Payne. I went to school, went to church on Sunday, and lost teeth. But then Brenna was in a terrible car accident. She had to stay in the hospital for 6 months and have 9 surgeries. Many people helped Brenna in the hospital. Doctors, nurses, and even a school teacher. Brenna thinks her hospital stay was like a little mission. She gave pass-along cards to several people to tell them about the church, and she tried to comfort other children whenever she could. But Brenna never got to meet some of the people who are most special to her. They are the people who donated blood that helped save her life. After her accident, Brenna lost a lot of blood. The doctors gave her blood that other people had donated. Brenna wanted to thank those special people and encourage others to donate blood too. So she went to places where people were donating to say thank you. She passed out candy bars with little cards that said, "It's sweet to donate blood." In California, where she lives, she told her story to community groups, at churches, and on the radio and TV. Brenna has made many friends by just being her cheerful, loving, enthusiastic self. At age 10, Brenna is back to singing, dancing, and swimming. She feels her experience taught her several things. "It softened my heart and helped me see all the blessings I have," she says. As the youngest of 5 children in her family, she now knows that being small doesn't mean you can't do great or big things. She's also learned how much Heavenly Father loves her, as He helped her through her trials. And she has a message for all children. You should always know how much Heavenly Father loves you. End of the article, Being Brenna, by Jan Pinborough.